Welcome to another edition of Money Life Weekend from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and in the studio with me, as usual, is Crown CEO and the host of Money Life, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, I'm so excited because it's finally springtime.
Oh, I love spring. In fact, I woke up the other morning and could hear the birds singing, and that means the plants are blooming, and it's just exciting. And it gives me great reminder of how God changes even the seasons. He changes the thermostat, you know, and we still have four seasons in spite of all the people warning us that we're only going to have one season one day. We still have four seasons, and I thank God for it.
Well, you know, all of life is full of seasons. And our guest today, Andrew Onda from Jackson, Michigan, is a man who went through a season that many of our listeners may be in right now. And that's a season of unemployment.
Well, this is a great story. And I want you to stay tuned because this testimony is just superb. Andrew lives in Michigan. It's a state that suffered tremendous unemployment, some of the worst unemployment in the country. And so it's going to be very encouraging for all of you who may be in a similar circumstance. He was out of work for almost an entire year, but he's going to share how God prepared he and his wife for the storm even before it hit. And this is a lesson that I want all of our listeners to learn from.
You know, for those who have experienced being out of work, there's a lot of stress that goes with being unemployed and even the stress of getting reemployed again.
Well, Dave, you're exactly right. Mental health counselors say it's very normal for people to experience high anxiety when they lose a job and to feel insecure even if they're rehired. And many times, if they step down in the job where they're rehired, that anxiety remains. And so it's better if you can actually step up when you're seeking new employment. But regardless, if you are going through job stress, turn to the Lord to overcome all of that fear and stress and be thankful for whatever God provides, whether it's a better job, an equivalent job, or a lesser job. And remember that He does have plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and be willing to share your thoughts and your feelings very openly and to express the anxiety you may have and pray about it and ask others to pray for you, and God will get you through.
Well, that is the journey that Andrew Onda has been on, and he's going to share the steps that he and his wife have gone through, and we trust that it'll be an encouraging program. If you have to step away, you can always hear Money Life again online at crown.org. We'll be back with our guest, Andrew Onda, in just a moment.
A successful business in a challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes wisdom. The kind of wisdom that can only come from the time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills found in the Bible. Authored by financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring, borrowing and lending, tithing on business income, and much more. Whether you're a startup, an established firm, or you work for someone else, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you with wisdom from God's Word. To purchase your copy of Business by the Book or to learn more about other business tools and resources, go to crown.org. That's crown.org. Or call us at 1-800-722-1976. Begin building a biblical foundation for business success today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Andrew Onda from Jackson, Michigan. Andrew is a longtime listener to the program with a fantastic testimony of what God's done in his life. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I appreciate your willingness to share this story with our listeners because it is so inspiring. You and your wife are on totally separate pages, and God has brought the two of you together. He's made two people one, and that topic alone has everybody's interest right now. Andrew, how did your view of money differ from your wife's view of money when you started out?
Well, a number of years ago when I first heard your program with Larry Burkett on the radio station, I always wanted to be on a budget, but my wife and I would kind of go back and forth on the idea, and then we just could never do it. We could never really get there. We wouldn't agree on things, and we would live paycheck to paycheck all the time. And so we went through a lot of years where we didn't budget, and until about 4 years ago, maybe four and a half, we started. My wife took over the finances, and she was seeing that we were taking one paycheck to pay every week to pay something. And then she got to where this was frustrating for her. And so then she finally came to the point where we need to start budgeting. And so.
Well, Andrew, how long were you running the finances before Connie decided she wanted to do it?
Well, pretty much the whole time. And
I mean, how many years was that?
Well, well, we've been married now for 36 years.
Okay.
And so
wow.
This has just been recent for us.
Oh, yeah. So for 32 years, you ran it. 4 years ago, she decided she's going to do it, right?
Right.
And what changed her mind that where she decided, hey, Andrew, I want to get involved?
Well, when she was now she was seeing that we were living paycheck to paycheck, that she was doing exactly what I had to do. You know, trying to move this money from here to here to pay this, to pay that, to pay that. And it was frustrating for her. And I felt like God showed her through that, her taking over, that her heart needed to be changed in that. And it did. And so that's when we actually started budgeting.
Wow. Now, tell me what's happened in those 4 years since you and Connie got on the same page on this topic.
Well, we... it wasn't easy to start out with, to start budgeting, but then as the weeks went by, it became very easy because we did the envelope system, and every week we would put money away for each item, and then when the month came to pay that item, we went to that one envelope, and there it was. We didn't have to steal it from someplace else.
Did that make your stress go down, Andrew?
Oh, yes. I mean, Connie's stress went down. Mine did, too. And we knew it was there. We knew the money was there. We didn't have to worry about it. And it was a great, great freedom that we had, and to know that it's there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what about the effect on your marriage? I can only imagine. Obviously, you have a good marriage. You've been married a long, long time. But I can only imagine with that stress gone that your relationship improved as well.
It did, because... every month is when it was just like a monthly thing that when we had to pay bills, that is just we would argue, and it was very stressful. And then once this all unfolded with budget, it just relieved us. It just freed us.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful feeling, and that we're both in agreement in this, and that's the best part right there. That we can walk together in this, and we're both in agreement on it.
No, oh, I'm so encouraged by that, Andrew. Did you, if you don't mind being transparent about it, did you fight about money in the past?
Yes, yes, we did. We fought a lot about it, mainly because we didn't know where it was at. And, you know, it was, you know, I make this much money. It was always like we'd argue. I would say, I make this much money, and we don't have no money.
Mm.
And that was been the big fight.
Now, have you made... Now, living on this budget, have you made progress towards your financial goals?
Yes. We got everything paid off except for our mortgage. We had our vehicles were paid off. Credit cards were paid off. We were able to establish a savings account for emergencies, which we found out we needed 9 months ago. And, we're meeting the goals that we've established, and we're now working on our house mortgage now.
Well, Andrew, I'm personally touched by your progress. You know, 4 years probably seems like a very short period of time for all of this to have transpired. Are you surprised at how well it's worked in your life?
Well, yeah, I was, and then I saw that God was faithful in all this. And he blessed it, and that's when I see that, and I say, God, you are a God. You are God of all, and over this budget and everything else, and he just blessed it. And I think just the obedience, with that obedience, God blesses.
Andrew, I couldn't agree with you more that he is so faithful. I was asked, I was interviewed by Fox News recently, and the journalist was sort of skeptical, and he asked me, what's different about what you guys teach than everybody else? I mean, isn't this just common wisdom? And I said, no. The difference is God. God is faithful, and He makes a difference. He does things we can't even explain. And you're giving validity to that testimony that God is faithful when we do it His way. I've said so many times that you can't really bring a marriage together and two become one until you both agree that God is the answer. God has a better plan than either one of the husband or the wife. We just have to follow His plan. Now, Andrew, how much money were you able to save in your emergency fund?
Well, during that 4 years that we started saving, we got up between $7,000 and $8,000 we were able to save towards emergency fund.
Well, that's just huge progress for you, wasn't it, Andrew?
Yes, it was. Because of the budgeting, the money was there to save, too.
Yes. Yeah. There's nothing to save if you're spending it all, right?
Right.
Well, Andrew, I know that you went through a surprise layoff, and when did that happen?
I got laid off January of last year.
Okay, and how long did that last?
I went back to work September of last year, so we were off about 8 or 9 months.
Well, Andrew, we've got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to hear how God used all of those years of preparing by living on this budget and having this emergency savings to get you through that 9 months of your layoff. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more of my interview with Andrew Onda.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of 6 short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. My guest today is Andrew Onda from Jackson, Michigan. Andrew, when we left off, you were sharing about how you experienced a layoff that lasted over 9 months. What industry are you in, Andrew?
I work in a steel mill.
And this was unexpected. Did you see this coming?
Well, we had our business had slowed way down prior to this, and went from 5 and 6 days a week down to 4 days a week. And so, yeah, we saw something coming, but we didn't know it was actually going to amount to an actual layoff.
Okay.
And there was at one point about closing completely.
Wow. When you look back on it, Andrew, do you see that God had been putting this on your heart to prepare for what He knew was coming, but you had no idea that all of this drive to get on a budget and increase your savings and to get your finances in order, that was really coming from the Lord, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I believe that God prepares us for what we don't know that's going to happen. And I'm just thankful that we did respond to Him.
Now, did you have to rely on your emergency fund during that 9 months?
Yes, we did. And we not only relied on that, and we had some other unexpected things happen to us during that time that helped us out tremendously.
Well, how did God provide for you, Andrew? If you didn't have enough in your emergency account to get through that 9 months, how did God provide for you?
That's a wonderful story. The church I go to, we're a very small church. We have maybe 50 to 70 people. And my brothers and sisters in Christ, they're just wonderful. And we never asked for anything. And all of a sudden, people were coming up to us and giving us $1,000. That happened a few times. And they were taking us out to dinner, and they were paying for our meals, and they were giving us other monies and gas cards and food cards and different things. And all total, they gave us over $11,000.
Oh, my goodness.
The church did.
My goodness.
During that time. And it was that God used them to bless us. And it was hard. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional. It was hard to receive that. But they just loved us, and it was a wonderful time. Excuse me.
Andrew, that's okay. I certainly understand. You know, God is so kind to us, and you were faithful. You were a part of a body. You were part of His community of believers that wanted to help you, and they obviously loved you and your wife and came to your aid. And that's one of the differences when we live in God's economy, that we experience things that we could have never, ever planned for. But I know you were faithful as well. You and Connie actually continued to give during your season of unemployment, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We continued to tithe. That's something that we've always done since we became believers back in 1977. We've always tithed. And even during this time, this 9 months of layoff, we continued to do that. It was very important for us to do that because we just wanted to give back. And with that, we gave some other money away, too. There's people they don't even know who gave it that God blessed us with. And it was important for us to continue to do that.
Andrew, did your relationship with the Lord improve during this time when you were just fully relying upon Him as your provider?
That's a strange thing of God's grace, and He was so powerful in our life together, Connie and myself, during this time, that I was almost afraid to go back to work because I didn't want to, you know, in a sense, rely on my employer. I'm still relying on God because He owns it all anyway. But yet, it was a little bit of fear that I had to go back and to lose that, what I thought I was going to lose. And it's not really lost. It's always there if we just hang in there and keep clinging to the vine.
Oh, your words ring so true to me, Andrew, because the intimacy in our relationship with the Lord is so far superior to any other human experience when you're so close to Him. I understand that you would never want to lose that. And how's it been since you've gone back to work? Have you stayed close to the Lord?
Well, when I first went back to work in September, it's funny because, you know, now we had a regular paycheck coming in again, and our hours weren't as much because we were trying to get reestablished, get it started up again. But yet we had a paycheck coming in, and all of a sudden one day I realized I was spending money. And then finally I realized it, and I told Connie, I said, Connie, I need to ask you forgiveness that I'm spending money without even talking to you about. And then we heard someone on your show probably back in January, and then it kind of brought me back to my senses in a sense. That hey, what are you doing, Onda? You know, you're not trusting in the Lord. You're just kind of going off like you used to, and I was slipping back in what we used to do, and God brought us back to what we need to be doing as far as building up a savings account again and working on our mortgage like we wanted to do. And so that's what we've been doing.
Well, there are many people listening to you right now. They relate to the conflict you had in your marriage. They relate to your financial stress. They relate to your job stress of having been through a prolonged layoff. What advice would you give them, Andrew, those who want to be encouraged and have the same hope that you and Connie have?
Well, right now, I would say if you aren't on some kind of a budget, start now, no matter how difficult it may seem, to prepare for those lean years. I would encourage them to do that, and it might seem to be impossible to do for some people, but it's not impossible because God is the God of all possibilities. And to trust in God and continue to give, to continue to have your hands open and not clench them, and ask God to use you in some way, in what little bit that you may be able to do for other people.
Andrew, you have been so encouraging today. Thanks for being our guest on Money Life.
Well, thank you.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Has the economy pressured you to rethink your career? Does your heart long to take the next step and pursue God's true calling for your life? Whether you're planning for your first job or your last, the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries can help. With Career Direct, you'll analyze four critical areas: your personality, skills, interests, and values. You'll learn more about the real you and develop a plan to grow personally and professionally. You'll learn to see your strengths. And the Career Direct Complete Guidance System is designed from a biblical perspective to help you maximize your career by maximizing your God-given gifts and abilities. Career Direct can be completed in about an hour online. For more, go to CareerDirectOnline.org and try the free Personality ID Profile. That's CareerDirectOnline.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, as we close out the program today and listening to that interview between you and Andrew, there was an important point in Andrew's life in this process where he made a mental shift, an emotional shift, from holding on to letting go. And that was a key in bringing emotional and even spiritual wholeness to he and his wife in this journey.
Dave, his story so reinforced and validated many of the things that we've been saying here for a long time. I just taught on how to get on the same page with your spouse when it comes to a marriage. And the main goal there is to stop being a singles player and become a team, become a doubles player. And sometimes that requires a change in your roles. And I was just blown away when I heard him say after 32 years of doing it a certain way, they decided to switch roles, and his wife took the defensive player role when she started to do the budget and the financing, and suddenly they got on the same page. Secondly, they didn't have to come to agree with each other anymore. That's the key. It's very subtle here, but I don't want you to miss this. They didn't agree with each other. They'd been fighting with each other for years about money. They both agreed with God. And God brought them into unity. That's the difference of getting your eyes off of each other and saying, can we agree that God has a better way? And Dave, as you said, the humility. He said, for years, I wanted to do this. I wanted to do it listening for years all the way back to Larry Burkett. But it finally came together. And then to hear him so touched as he began to experience what it's like to have to receive. And he indicated that that was almost a harder part than being faithful in his giving. But obviously they're loved, they're kind, they love the Lord. And off the air, he shared with me the verse from Philippians that has come to mean so much to him. And I want to share it with our listeners. It's Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. We have a God who has an abundant supply to meet your needs in ways unimaginable. God is the benevolent, loving, compassionate caretaker of each and every one of us. And you just heard testimony that even in the worst of circumstances, you do not have to fear. As we said in the beginning of this program, fear not, God is with you. And if you find yourself in those similar circumstances, we want to help you. We've got so many free tools at crown.org. Please go to the website, download the budget, get on the same page as soon as possible, and let us know how we can serve you.
Well, once again, those resources are available at crown.org. And just click on today's program. You'll find links to many of our budgeting resources. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life Weekend.